Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day, Yom Sheni, the fifth day of the month of Nisan, in Israel, where it is already Yom Shlishi, the sixth day of the month. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines, flying, protecting our people. Daven for all those who have been injured, may they have a refuah shalema, not a simple weekend, in Arad, in Dimona, up in Lebanon. We also keep in our tefillos, the brave American servicemen and women. We grieve those who lost, all those who bravely gave their lives in line of duty, and we pray for a recovery for all who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of the United States and of Israel and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and strength. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the president of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in his mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. B'namar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Herschel Becker of the Young Israel of Kendall in Miami, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Becker's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredibly brave and amazing Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Becker will conclude with the Mishaberach Becholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call to receive the daily email. I do want to draw your attention. I believe it was earlier this morning, a Air Canada Express flight was landing in LaGuardia and hit some type of emergency vehicle that was on the runway. Tragically, the pilots were killed, likely giving their lives as they saw it up ahead of themselves and did the best that they could. There was a young woman on the flight. She just got out of surgery a little while ago. Please keep her in mind for Refuah Shalema. Her name is Ariella Abigail Bas Ina Tzipora. Ariella Abigail Bas Ina Tzipora. Now that I've stalled and given you a few moments to grab a pen or pencil, once again, her name, Ariella Abigail Bas Ina Tzipora. May she, all those who are injured, have a complete recovery, a Refuah Shalema. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Becker.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali and the OU, for inviting me. Before this past Shabbos, we heard of missile debris striking 1,300 feet from the Kotel. After Shabbos, we were shaken to learn what took place in Arad and Dimona, where Iranian missiles struck, and in Chumash, where 18-year-old Yehuda Shmuel Sherman was murdered. We are shaken because Sa'a Pizuri Yisrael. We are a scattered sheep. We are likened to sheep because just as if a sheep is struck on its head or one of its limbs, all of its limbs feel it. So too with the Klal Yisrael. we are all one. If just one of us is stricken, we are all affected. The Maharal asks why Klal Yisrael needed special protection, adhering to the directives involved with the Korban Pesach offering before Makkos Bechoros, the plague of the firstborn. It had not been needed for the nine Makkos, the plagues beforehand. What was it about Makkos Bechoros that demanded such special zechus and merit? He explains that Klal Yisrael was above the forces that brought forth the other Makkos. However, Makkos Bechoros was meted out by Hashem himself. Klal Yisrael is obviously not above Hashem. Therefore, what was needed was an attachment to Hashem, which raised them above the status of Bechor firstborn, and therefore we were spared. The offering is called Pesach because Pesach is translated in Targum Aramaic as Chayis, a term of Rachem and mercy. Since we are a chelek, portion of, connected to Hashem, He has mercy upon us that we should not be lost. Hashem is one. He chose a nation that is one. The Korban Pesach is Achdus, being one. The Seir Pesach represents Klal Yisrael, one nation, separate, distinct from the others, but united as one. It is eaten in one house. It is eaten amongst one group. It is 1 year old. It cannot be cooked because it would separate in the water. When it is roasted, not only does it remain whole one, it becomes hardened. It was uplifting to read about a couple that just celebrated the bris of their twins in a bomb shelter in Cologne. They shared afterwards how everyone who was with them felt united with Achdus, despite sirens, threats, and destruction surrounding them. They represented the solid emuna of our people, hardened, secure with faith, as one, Ribono Shel Olam, the one above. It's no coincidence that bris and Korban Pesach share a severe penalty of kares if they're not performed. Bris means covenant. Sefer Mitzvah states, the Korban Pesach is to remember the miracles of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and therefore it's fitting that a meshubad, an apostate, not eat from it. Since we are doing it as a sign to remember that we came at that time to take refuge, tachas kante ashchina, under the wings of the divine presence, and that we enter into bris, covenant of Torah and faith, it's not fitting that we give them to eat from it. Someone who is the opposite of this, and went out from the group and denied the faith. We can understand why having bris milah is a requirement for Korban Pesach, because within the korban there are elements of a bris with Hashem. We connect with Hashem, and Hashem takes us to Him as His own. We say the Seder two times, b'damai chayi, with the blood there is life, which refers to the blood of bris milah and Korban Pesach, two ways that we form an eternal bond with Hashem. As we prepare for Pesach this year, our people need schus and merits, Torah, tefillah, tzedakah, and achdus joining as one. I would like to share a thought regarding achdus. I was recently asked a question about dayenu. After all dayenus, it says, alachas kama v'kama, how many and manyfold must the omnipresent's kindness are to us. He took us out of Egypt, and etc., etc. He brought us to the land of Israel, built for us the Beis HaMikdash, so we could find atonement for all our sins. Is that the climax and objective, to be forgiven for our sins? The Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra states that the previous Chumash of Shmos relates our exile and redemption and concludes with the building of the Mishkan, where the Shekhinah divine presence rested. It then flows to Vayikra, as the Ramban says, Sheyiyu akorbonos kapor lahem, v'lo yignu ha'avonos l'silu kashchina, that the offering should bring atonement and not cause a departure of the divine presence. The objective is to have a connection with Hashem. However, there's a reality. We are people with free will and choice. We commit wrongs, whether intentional or unintentional. A sin taints us and causes a separation from Hashem. Via the offerings, we were always able to keep ourselves pure, holy, and connected with Hashem. That reality was addressed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is for the Levanon white. Since we could address our wrongs, we could remain on track. If a person does not see a way to remove his blemishes, he is not determined to be free from sin. Therefore, means for atonement help secure a deep connection with Hashem. I would venture to say there is another application. Many a time there are risks amongst our people. Someone committed a wrong, whether willingly or unwillingly. Sometimes when that happens, people are shocked and are unforgiving. Hashem set up a system where those who err towards Hashem can address the wrongs. It's not a surprise that we err. We need to do the same in dealing with others, to provide means and ways to be forgiving and fortify the achdus amongst ourselves. Steps through Yisrael, we are one. Maharal states that the sin of Achon, just one person, affected all Klal Yisrael. The Medrash compares this to a person traveling on a boat with others on board, and he is getting ready to drill a hole under his seat. The others say, what are you doing to us? His response is, it's only under my seat. We are all one, it's not one person who sinks. It works that way in Averis, transgressions, but it certainly works that way with mitzvahs. Each and every one of us can make a difference. The Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah, mitzvahs of Pesach, and Achdus, that each and every one of us does, affects, raises, and protects all Klal Yisrael. Yesterday, the Levi of Yehuda Shmuel Sherman, those in attendance cried out to Hashem, Sharei Shamayim Psach, Hashem, please open the gates of heaven to our tefillahs, our prayers. Pesach means rachm and mercy. May we do ours to bond with Hashem and Klal Yisrael. May Hashem have rachamim, and may we merit to have a Pesach connected to Hashem, to each other, with Yeshua, salvation, refuah, healing, bracha, blessing, simcha, joy, and shalom. Lam nafseach, mizmor l'David. Yancho adunoi b'yom saro, yisagef ha-shem Elohe Yaakov. Yidushlach ezricho mikodesh, misyon yisodeko. Yizkor komin chosef miyolosecho yidash neselo. Yiten lecho chelvavech, v'chol atosecho yimalei. Nirano no b'yishuo seko, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei adonoi komin shalo seko. Api yadati yishe adona mishicho. Yaneu mishmei kocho, v'gviros yeisha yimino. Eile barecha, v'eile vasusam, nachnu mishem aduno, yeloheinu naskir. Hema koru, v'nafala v'nachnu, kamnu v'niso god. Adonai hoshe melch yaneinu, v'yom koreinu. She'el amalo, zeto einai lohori, me'ayin yobo ezri. Ezri me'im aduno, yosei shumayim boretz. I tell my mother, Glecha, Yonum Shomerecha, Hinelo Yonum, Lo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzulucha, Yad Yeminecha, Yomom HaShemesh, Ne'akeh, Kumirep Aloylo, Adonai Yishmacha, Mikoro Yishmah, Esnavshecha, Adonai Yishmah, Seshavoecha, Me'atcha, V'adolom. She'am Adlos, Mimama Kim Krasicha, Adonai, Adonai Shema Vekoli, Tienzen Kashvos Kol Tachtunoi, Ema Bonos Tishma Yo, Adonai Miyamot, Kimaka Asli Chol Laman Tivorei, Kimisa Adonai Kiduso Nashi, Vendoro Kolti, Nashi Ladonoi, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Achesed, Vabeimo Fedos, Goyim Tes Yisrael Mikol Abonoso. Achenu kobei tisel hanusum ator v'shivya Homdim beima yom v'ema ayabosho Mokom yirachem aleihem Yotsiem yisoro levoko Me'afelo la'oro mishibelu galahasho Ba'agolo mizman kariv nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishabel Havasinu Abram Yisrael Yaakov. Huyu Barakais, Chayalei Tzva Hagenol Yisrael, Vanshei Koko Tabitokon. Hom Dioma Mishra Asein Varei Eloheinu. Migvul Havbanon Vabidbar Mitzrayim. Umin Ayom Hagadol Alavo Harvo Vakom Akom Shehem. Vayabasho Vavir Vayom. Yitain Adonai Yisraveinu Hakomim Alein Nigot Lumsnehem. Hakodosh Baruch Hu Yishma Vyavtil Chayaleinu. Mikol Tzav Tzuka, Mikol Nego Makla, Yishlap Brok Vatsla Bechom Asa Yedehem, Yad Be'er Stamneinu Tatein V'yad Shoyim Bechester Yishuv Ad Heretz Nisachon, Kul Yad Be'er Mekosu Ki Adonoi Eloheichem Aleichim Ochem, Li Lachem Lachem, Im Oivechem Lashri Aschem, Nomar Omein. Mi Shabeach Avasein Rabri Mizab Yaakov, Moshe Aram Dov Nushlomo, Hu Yivoreich V'tacholi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melarach Melayim Lachlim Amarapo Lachasko Melach Yosam Yishlach Memifu Shleim Amanash Shemayim L'chol Evelayim L'chol Gidem Yisrael Shokol Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGub Hashto Bagalov Izman Kariv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Becker. Great to have you on the program. Look forward to having you back, please God, in your Hashem and in your future. And again, thank you as always to Rebecca Levy for all of her efforts behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.